Bonjour, French learners. Welcome to French Pod. I'm Erica.
Salut, je m'appelle Amaury.
This is a newbie lesson. You know, Amaury, there are just some things that women are known to be better at than men. What do you think about that?
That's right. I have to admit, Erica. And that's why men should learn how to do them.
And sometimes, though, men want to prove to the woman they can do it just as easily.
That's right.
It's a woman thing. And that's what we're going to hear right now.
Yeah.
We have a man who's showing his wife that he can handle this task that women are generally better at doing just as easily as she can. First, give us a keyword.
Cadeau.
Cadeau. A gift or a present.
No.
What is it?
Cadeau.
All right. Now, newbies, don't worry this first time you listen to the dialogue because you're not expected to understand it and what's happening. We're not going to tell you what it is they're doing, but this first time you listen to the dialogue, see if you can guess and start guessing what some of the words mean. After, we're going to come back and tell you everything that happened. So the keyword for gift.
Cadeau.
Here's the dialogue three times.
Dialogue first time.
Ciseaux.
Tiens.
Scotch, ruban, et voilà. Tu vois, je sais emballer un cadeau.
C'est parfait, chérie.
Dialogue, second time.
Ciseaux.
Tiens.
Scotch, ruban, et voilà. Tu vois, je sais emballer un cadeau.
C'est parfait, chérie.
Dialogue, third time.
Ciseaux.
Tiens.
Scotch, ruban, et voilà. Tu vois, je sais emballer un cadeau.
C'est parfait, chérie.
So now we're gonna go through the translation first. Ciseaux.
Scissors.
Ciseaux.
Scissors.
Ciseaux. Tiens.
Here.
Tiens.
Here you go.
Tiens, scotch, ruban, et voilà.
Tape, ribbon, and there you go.
Scotch, ruban, et voilà.
Tape, ribbon, and voilà.
Scotch, ruban, et voilà. Tu vois, je sais emballer un cadeau.
You see, I know how to wrap a gift.
Tu vois, je sais emballer un cadeau.
You see, I know how to wrap a gift.
Tu vois, je sais emballer un cadeau. C'est parfait, chérie.
It's perfect, darling.
C'est parfait, chérie.
It's perfect, darling.
C'est parfait, chérie.
So I guess he showed he can gift wrap like any woman can.
Yay!
Well, first we have some of the tools that you need in order to gift wrap. What was the first thing he said?
Ciseaux.
So many men are like this. Something simple, they act like this is a really serious, like they're doing surgery on something. So he says it like that, and he asks for the
ciseaux.
And just like in English, it's plural, les ciseaux.
That's right, yeah.
So like a good nurse, his wife hands him the ciseaux and says,
tiens.
Tiens, take it.
Tiens.
Tiens, here, take it. Tiens, tiens.
When you hand something to someone, it's the word tiens. So it needs more.
What? What's next?
Scotch. So that's the name brand.
Like scotch tape.
Exactly, yeah.
But you just call it scotch.
That's right, yeah.
What else? What's next?
Ruban.
The stuff that you tie around to make the package look pretty.
Yeah, ruban.
Ruban. And now it's finished. He's done. So he says,
et voilà.
Et voilà. In the translation, I didn't even translate it because we do say this in English. We took it from you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we imitate you and go, voila. Because there's not really a direct translation in English.
Right.
It's like, there you go. Here it is. I'm done. It's finished. Voila. Something has appeared. In this case, the finished wrapped package has appeared. So, et voila. And then he says, what?
Tu vois.
Tu. You.
Vois.
Vois. That literally means see with your eyes. But it's also like in English. See, huh?
Yeah.
See. Tu vois what?
And you can feel he's proud of it a bit.
Yeah.
Je sais emballer un cadeau.
That's a pretty long sentence. So let's take it apart. Let's start at the end. We had our keyword.
Un cadeau.
A gift.
It's the same word for a present. A gift. Un cadeau.
Yeah, you just have the one word in French.
Yep. So with the scotch, with the ruban,
mm-hmm.
with the ciseau,
uh-huh.
that's why you use to emballer un cadeau.
Emballer un cadeau is the expression to say gift wrap.
Yeah.
And he wants to point out that he knows how to do this.
Je sais emballer un cadeau.
Je sais. I know, like, yeah, I know. Je sais. It's also to know how to do something. You don't have to add in French those words how and to.
No.
You just follow what it is. So, je sais emballer. I know how to emballer.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. It's just, je sais emballer.
So easy.
Yeah.
So, what's the whole sentence now again?
Je sais emballer un cadeau.
And she's so proud of him. It appears that he did do a pretty good job.
Yeah, I like the next sentence. Something I would like to hear more often. C'est parfait, chérie. It's perfect.
Parfait. C'est parfait. Who?
Chérie.
My darling. Chérie. C'est parfait, chérie. And that's so nice.
Yeah, he was proud of himself. She's proud of a man.
Et voilà. So, Omri, what do you think about if we listen to the dialogue 3 more times now?
C'est parfait.
aren't you forgetting a word?
Chérie. What do we do for you listeners?
Dialogue first time.
Ciseaux.
Tiens.
Scotch, ruban, et voilà. Tu vois, je sais emballer un cadeau.
C'est parfait, chérie.
Dialogue second time.
Ciseaux.
Tiens.
Scotch, ruban, et voilà. Tu vois, je sais emballer un cadeau.
C'est parfait, chérie.
Dialogue third time.
Ciseaux.
Tiens.
Scotch, ruban, et voilà. Tu vois, je sais emballer un cadeau.
C'est parfait, chérie.
Et voilà, we're back.
Voilà, it's true.
Okay, so that's one question I wanted to ask you, Erika. Tu sais emballer un cadeau?
Je sais emballer un cadeau, but I would say after, you could not say c'est parfait. I think it is very difficult.
Right.
I don't know why.
So it was not like if it was made by a professional. You're not a professional.
Definitely not, no. And I tend to use a lot of scotch, like way more than other people do. I don't understand how they do it with just such a little amount of scotch. And the ruban, the gifts I wrap don't have those.
What, you don't use ruban?
No.
I was sure you would use ruban. You know, sometimes when you wrap, there's still little holes in the...
Oh.
And then you would use the ruban to cover them?
No, I put the tab, the gift card, over that.
Okay. Not bad.
And you, Omri, tu sais emballer un cadeau?
No, I'm not very good at it, Erika. I bet I'm far worse than you.
Really?
Yeah. I bet I use double the amount of scotch than you. But the good thing is that in France, for the Christmas period, for instance, In shops, they... emballe the cadeau for you. And the good thing, it's for free.
Oh, so you don't have to deal with it.
No.
Wow, they do it for free.
That's right, yeah. They even hire more people at that time.
Mm-hmm.
They know that loads of people come and buy their cadeau.
That's pretty cool they do it for free for you then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounds parfait. Et voilà. I think that's all we have to say.
Oui, c'est parfait.
But we will say that if you have any questions, you should come to Frenchpod.com.
Yeah.
You can also study the words that we had in the dialogue, look at them again. You can get a 7-day free trial.
As well.
So you can access all those great study tools and all the other podcasts. So come check it out, Frenchpod.com. Et voilà. Merci.
À bientôt.
Au revoir.